Hello and welcome to the Deep Track Podcast, an exploration of watches, trends, and culture with a few adventures along the way. I'm your host, Blake Bettner. This week, I'm happy to bring you a discussion with Benoit Duclerc. This is the new CEO of Zenith. Last year, you might remember the LVMH watch group in particular had some restructuring happen that saw Frédéric Arnault put in charge. This also saw the CEO of Zenith, Julien Tournier, move to Tag Heuer, which of course opened up the role at Zenith for Benoit Duclerc. Benoit comes from the Richemont Group, where he most recently served as the COO of Panerai, and many years back, he was actually the head of IWC as well. So he has a lot of great experience and interesting perspective that he can bring to this role, and my feeling is that he's going to need all of it here, as Zenith has really been on a roll here over the past 4 or 5 years. I really enjoy what Julien Tournier did with the brand, and I particularly appreciate how open he was in discussing both the brand, the industry. He had a real sense of pride in what he was doing, and he had a very unusual candor in terms of CEOs in the watch industry goes. And to my delight, I found that Benoit Duclerc had a very similar candor about him as well. I really enjoyed speaking with him and getting a sense of kind of where his head is at going into this role, what he thinks of Zenith's history, and trying to kind of discern where he might take it from here. It's a unique challenge because, as I mentioned, the Zenith brand has, it's in a really good place right now. I think they've got a lot of great momentum. So he is taking on this brand at kind of its apex of its popularity right now and will be charged with not only growing that, but I'm sure he'll want to make his own mark as well. So we get into a little bit of this and try to get as much out of him on that front as I can. Overall, though, I really enjoyed my discussion with him. I was only able to sit with him for about 20 minutes, so this will be a slightly shorter episode this week, but I hope you enjoy it. And what's more, there will be a video of this interview on our YouTube channel. We do have a YouTube channel, and there's been quite a few videos going up over the past few weeks. We have more reviews coming as well. And one of the watches that I'm actually looking forward to the most getting my hands on is a new watch from Zenith, the DeFi Extreme Diver. I'm working on planning a dive trip with that watch when I'm able to get my hands on it, so stay tuned for that. But you can head over to the Deep Track on YouTube. There's a link to that down below, or you can go to thedeeptrack.com and you'll find it there as well. I'll put it in the post for this podcast. We have some really exciting guests coming up in the coming weeks, so be sure to stay tuned for that. With all that out of the way, let's jump into my discussion with Benoit Duclerc of Zenith. All right, today we're talking with Benoit Duclerc, the new CEO of Zenith. Benoit, it's so nice to meet you. I appreciate you taking the time.
No, nice meeting you as well. Thank you for coming all the way.
It's my pleasure, certainly. So let's start off. What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing the new thing that we launched last week during Watch and Wonders. It's the chronograph, the Defy Skyline chronograph, and it's a blue dial chronograph like this.
Yeah, it's turned out beautifully.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful watch. You know, it has it's in terms of details, it's extremely well thought of and well designed as well. You know, you have the 12 sides. You know, the decagonal number of 12 sides here, and inside the bezel as well, you have its 12 side as well, carved as well. It's pretty interesting.
Yes.
It's all about details, you know. And of course, you know, it features a Nel Primero movement chronograph, and this is, you know what, I saw you looking at the back of the watch, you see, and this is very easy. You can remove the strap like this. It comes with two straps, rubber.
Okay, it comes rubber with one, two straps,
rubber, and then you have here the star of Zenith, you know, as a balancier, and then you have the movement, the El Primero chronograph movements.
Well, it's beautiful. I think all the releases turned out really beautifully this year. You guys have won a couple of my favorite watches released this year. The DeFi Extreme Diver is something I've been waiting for a watch like that for a long time. So I was very excited to see it. And just to step back a little bit, and I think this year is indicative of you know, how well you guys are doing, the momentum that Zenith has had over the past few years is really remarkable. So you're coming in at kind of the apex of this momentum. You know, I'm curious of how you... You know, how you think about maintaining that momentum while still kind of making your own mark.
But you know, why to break what's working? You know, so today things are working very well. We're very happy with the success of the brand. We've been growing. We've been growing worldwide. We're growing in the U.S. for the last 4 or 5 years and growing continuously. And that's important as well. So what we will continue to do is to continue to grow. Of course, I'm looking at product, I'm looking at distribution, I'm looking at a lot of parameters that define the watch and what we can do in the watch within the watch brand as well. But, you know, it's been working well so far.
I think that one of the things that makes Zenith unique is their ability to balance their history with these revival models while still pushing forward in a modern way within the same collection almost. And, you know, I feel like this is a delicate thing. How do you think about preserving the history in Zenith's past while also kind of maintaining the raison d'etre of some of these collections, like the D5, for instance, and pushing ahead in a very modern way?
But you said it. You know, you have the answer. Because, you know, at Zenith, you have a very big and important parameter, which is the history. You know, the brand is celebrating next year 160 years, 159 this year, and next year 160 years, and all this is history, and we have a lot of heritage. And it's natural to go into the heritage, to go into the background of the brand, into the history of the brand, to, you know, to look at something and get inspired from what that watch is all about. For example, the watch that you're talking about is the revival that we used, the orange one. This watch was created in 1969, and this is 55 years ago. We decided to do it again, to improve it, and to do it in a much better performing way as well. But we kept all the DNA of the brand. The DNA of the brand is the same. For example, that watch was created 55 years ago, and it's known to be the most, or amongst the most, solid and rugged watch. 55 years ago, that watch was, you know, waterproof or water resistant, 600 meter. Not a lot of watches 55 years ago had 600 meter.
Yeah.
It was known as the bank safe, you know, as because it was so sturdy and so solid. And we decided to take that watch and improve it and come up with that watch this year, with the same color code and the open back case, for example. Mm-hmm. And despite the open back case, we still commit to the watch resistance and to be able. We say it's 600 meter water resistant, waterproof. We test our watches to 750 meter.
Yeah.
That's a lot, you know, between 600 and 750. That's a lot in terms of pressure and all that, to make sure that we secure and guarantee quality of our watches. Mm. We don't have to, but we do it because we want to make sure that this is something that works well.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I think of Zenith, and I think when a lot of people think of Zenith, they think of the movements. The El Primero, of course, the Elite caliber has appeared in some pretty iconic watches over the years, and not just from Zenith. You know, I'm curious how you think about preserving these movements, and if you think about introducing things like COSC certification standards or something like that, and evolving them for a new generation of buyers.
So the beauty is that Zenith is known for its movements. The Elite, as you said, and the El Primero. I can tell you that we have engineers, numerous engineers, coming every morning at the factory and manufacturer to work on improving the movement. Mm. And all they do is finding ways to improve the movement, making more solid, making more performing, and so on and so forth. Don't forget, we have the particularity of the El Primero of the tenths of a second. You know, that means that in 10 seconds, it turns. You see how fast it goes.
Yeah.
And this is very unique to the El Primero. But we keep on improving, and we have a group of engineers working only on improving what we've been doing for the last 160 years. And this is when it comes to movement, when it comes to innovation, and so and the like.
Yeah. So they're it's in safe hands.
But this is why we're known for. You know, El Primero won 2,400 chronometry prizes. I think we're one of the very few brands, or maybe the only brand that has so many, that won so many prizes in terms of chronometry. And that's why we're known for.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating history. Is there a particular moment or era of Zenith history that you look back at the most fondly that made you most excited about being a part of Zenith?
It's a good question, but what I like is when they created that movement, you know, and what I like is that 1969, you know, that 1967, 1962, that period I think is very interesting because the whole world went into something technically, you know, into a kind of a technical revolution and all that. And this has left an imprint in somewhere. Okay, this is where things happened. And this is where, you know, things were evolving technically and all that. And for example, you know, the Primero movement, you know, is definitely a benchmark, but as well a milestone of that technicality and that that improvement and that that new ways of doing things.
Mm. So I think it's especially interesting how you integrate your heritage with how you operate today, with having people like Laurence Bodenman, who has a fascinating perspective and knowledge that she brings forth. How involved are these people in kind of planning out what, you know, how Zenith is recognizing their history in a real practical manner?
Oh, very much, very, very much. I mean, I make fun of Laurence because she's a talkative museum. You know, she's a museum that speaks on its own, and she has a lot of knowledge. She studied, of course, to become a historian. You know, initially her degree is a historian degree, so she has all the way how to do how to exploit the information she gets at Zenith, and she knows a lot. I mean, she is definitely a go-to person in our team for history, for advices and all that. I meet with her at least once a week, if not more. And what's supposed to be a 1 hour meeting lasts for 2-3 hours because she knows so much and I'm so thirsty of knowing more, and we go on and go. And she's a great person to collaborate and to work with, that's for sure, because she's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. She's just an amazing person. We have a podcast with her. I'll leave a link to that down below. That was the last time I was in this building, actually. So you've got all these great, this great history, these great stories to tell. There are, of course, kind of a new generation of watch enthusiasts and watch buyers coming into this space and maybe consider themselves aspirational, but they find a lot to love with Zenith. How do you tell these stories to a new generation of buyers?
The new generation of buyers today, what they're looking is authenticity. That's what we feel, and that's what we see, that's what we see around when we talk to this new generation coming up. They want a good quality watch with history and with the meaning, with something. And at Zenith, we offer history, 160 years. We offer technicality, you know, innovation with our movement, We offer modernity. Look at this watch. This watch is very modern in terms of shape and the way it looks and all that. But it has a top-notch movement as well. You know, it has the El Primero chronograph in it. So this embodied at Zenith, we embody everything that the customer wants. One example, for example, this is the triple calendar, for example. Mm. This is a very interesting watch. And this is very few brands can produce that movement. This is the entry level of the perpetual calendar series. So you have the triple calendar, the perpetual calendar, and the annual calendar, and the perpetual calendar. Mm-hmm. But this is a very good way to enter into the complicated watches and to get into the complication of the calendar. Why? Because it offers, you know, triple calendar. It offers the day, the months, the minutes, and so on and so forth, the dates, and of course the phase de lune or the moon phase. Mm-hmm. And this is, for example, a typical way of how people who want to get into the watch industry or into complicated watches, we offer this at a very, very good price. Very few brands do that complication, and for those brands who produce that, who have this in their collection, it's much more expensive than what we offer. We decided to produce that watch at that very attractive price and very attractive price. We have complaints of collectors saying, "Guys, are you crazy? Why? You could put it at a much higher price." Yeah. And we decided to keep it at that price because it's what we want. Because we want to be able to talk to these up and coming customers of ours or new generation who wants to be in the complicated watches. Mm-hmm. And this is why Zenith is it's not a compromise. It's a very good offer that embodies everything: history, design, quality, modern as well, because we are modern. Look at the watch behind you. I mean, the Chronomaster Sport is very modern as well. Yeah. So is this one, for example.
Well, you have a pretty prolific past. You've come from IWC, Panerai. You've been around. Is there anything at these places that that you feel like has kind of equipped you for this job at Zenith?
Definitely. Equip me is definitely the right term. You know, I'm grateful and thankful. You know, I've had a great career. I've had they gave me the opportunity as well, and that's why I'm very grateful as well. I learned a lot, that's for sure. I had a couple of mentors that really helped me to and took me, you know, whereby I learned a lot. I'm very happy to be at LVMH. You know, the watch division is a real division. It's something, you know, that is very important for the group as well. I can see a lot of good things at LVMH. It's the family enterprise mentality and way of thinking. This is very good that I enjoy. And most importantly is the entrepreneurship. You know, I've been here for 3.5 months. And I feel like an entrepreneur, you know, despite, you know, the fact that I'm very busy, I have zillions of things to do. But you know what? If I want to change something on the watch, I know I can, you know. And you know, I report to Frédéric, who is very much knowledgeable about watches. And we have very good, we have a very good relationship. We talk to each other almost every day. Mm-hmm. If it's not talking, we text each other, and you know, it's a good symbiosis. It's a good thing. It works well.
Yeah. I understand you have a good relationship with Julien Tourneur as well.
Absolutely.
Is this something that you plan on, I don't know, leveraging to in your current position? But what's that relationship like as it pertains to what you can
see? Leveraging is not the term because it's beyond leveraging. It's first of all respect.
Yeah.
And we've known each other for many, many years. We worked in the same group for many years. We always respected each other.
Yeah.
And you know, when there is respect on both sides, it cements naturally the relationship,
yeah.
Number one. Number two, you know, the guy, I mean, Julien has done a fantastic job on Zenit.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy to come after Zenit. And as a matter of fact, he texted me yesterday. He asked me where I am. I told him New York. He said, oh, I'm in Hong Kong. You know, and it's funny because, you know, that's the kind of relationship we have, because without any filters and all that, and he's been of a good help as well, you know, because, you know, there's no filter, and I know that I know for a fact that if Zenit continues to do well, he'll be happy as well, you know, and
yeah.
This is, so we have a very natural friendship.
Yeah.
That I personally value a lot beyond work, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I'm sure he's very proud of the work that he's done here at Zenith. Do you look back at some of the places that you've been, like, fondly, and say, I'm really proud of that watch or that particular period of time?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. I think that my kids make fun of me because I'm very nostalgic. And I don't throw anything, you know, I keep everything. That's why my desk is a mess, my office is a mess, because I don't like to throw things. But yeah, absolutely, absolutely. On a personal standpoint, but as well on a professional standpoint. And you know, when I go around and visit, oh, this is the boutique, I did that, I negotiated that boutique for that brand, oh, I negotiated that thing for that brand, I did that for that brand, and all that. And this is part of the baggage, you know, it's part of the of what shapes you. You use that word, you know, and that's what shapes you as well.
Yeah.
You know, I visited the boutique on Madison. And I saw the team, and the team jumped on me. Hey Ben, this is your boutique. I said, no, it's not mine anymore. But in fact, it's a little bit mine as well, you know.
Yeah.
So and I'm very proud of that, because this is what makes the job interesting, fun, and meaningful. At least for me,
yeah.
You know, the relationship I have with people is very, very important, and something I value. It's something I really value beyond material.
Sure. Well, I'm excited to see what's to come, and I can't wait to get a sample of this Extreme Diver and go diving with it.
Yeah, you should.
You
should. And if you do, please send me pictures on the water as well.
I absolutely will.
And I can tell you, you won't be disappointed. It's a great watch. It's a very, very, and we got a lot of positive feedback and response on that. It's very, very, very encouraging.
It's got personality.
And you know, this is not limited in terms of numbers, but the production will be limited, because technically it's very, because we want to make sure that we guarantee that quality and all that. We want to make sure that the way we produce that watch is very complicated, and so therefore we're not going to do gazillions of we're going to produce every year we'll produce a limited quantity of that same watch.
You taking the black dial or the blue dial?
I'll go for the blue.
The blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go for the blue because I like the ceramic blue around it.
Sharp.
It's sharp. It, yeah. The color of the ceramic speaks to me.
Yeah. And the strap, that comes with three straps?
Yeah, it comes with three straps. So it comes with the metal, it's titanium, so it's a metal titanium straps. Very similar to this one. So it's very easily to, you can remove it very easily, you know, one click, it's done, you know, this is amazing. It's the same, and it goes on this watch as well. Then it comes with a rubber strap as well, very easily that you can put. And very interestingly, the third strap is made out of recycled fishnets.
Yeah.
So what we do, we collect all those fishnets, and then they treat them, and they make a strap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that fishnet strap is very, first of all, it's meaningful because, you know, it's our way of as well contributing and recycling and all that. But on top of that, it's a strap that you can put on top of your wetsuits. Because, you know, it has a system whereby you can strap it very easily on your wetsuits.
Yeah.
And that's so it's convenient, it's ecological, and it's cool, and it's nice.
So this quick release system on here, I know that you've got others in the Extreme collection that have like a Velcro.
Yeah.
Would those work on?
Yeah, that will work.
And do you sell them in just by themselves?
Yeah, we do. You know, we have a big business of straps as well. We have a big business and growing very fast because, first of all, because of the quality, and we guarantee the quality of what we produce. You can find a lot of straps in the market, but we guarantee the straps. And secondly, our straps are very, you know, we don't compromise on quality, so we go the extra mile on the quality. You know, remember I told you the watch, you know, the Defi, the Defi Revival and the Diver one.
Mm-hmm.
We test them, they're waterproof for 600 meters, but we test them for 750 meters. And this is exactly the same philosophy whereby we want to make sure that we guarantee quality of our watches.
Yeah.
And this is very important to keep.
So you mentioned 160 years next year.
Yeah.
How do you plan on celebrating?
Wow, we are in the midst of it. We are working very hard on this. We have plenty of ideas.
Okay.
And the difficult thing is to pick the right ones and to make sure that, you know, we have the right ones as well. We have plenty of ideas. It's something that we do with the team, of course, with the executive team of the brand, with people like Laurence as well, and others. We have a lot of talented people who've been in the company for a very long time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So these are real resources, and we have our museum, our heritage. You know, we have so much of heritage, we have so much of history within the manufacture that, you know, you just have to remove a little bit of dust and this is there. We have so much. The only thing is now we have to make a choice and decide what we want to do. So we're in the midst of it. We're deciding next week on the collection and all that. And my plan is to be able to associate what Zenit is all about.
Yeah.
You know, performance, design, quality, modernity, but as well history. You know what we're all about, history and heritage.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly excited to see it. I love what you guys have been doing for the past couple of years, and I'm really excited to see where it goes from here. Benoit, I can't thank you enough for taking the time. It's been a huge pleasure to chat with you today.
No, I thank you, and thank you for coming. Thank you very much.